نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا ترجمہ الرحمن یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ کے بندے وہ ہیں جو زمین پر عاجزی کے ساتھ چلتے ہیں اور جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا من تواضع للہ رفعہ اللہ جو اللہ تعالیٰ کے لیے تواضع کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو بلند کرتا ہے۔ توفیق الہی میرے حضرت کی برکت سے آج کی مجلس میں تواضع کی حقیقت کے بارے میں کچھ پیش کیا جائے گا۔ مجلس حضرت حاجی فاروق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ where Hazrat says that with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala and the barakat of my Shaykh, in today's majlis we are going to talk about humility, humbleness. In tasawwuf there are different stages. Last week we talked about taqwa. Then there is niyat, sincerity in our intention. So all these things, different stages, we need to look at ourselves, that do we have these things in our life or not. So Hazrat starts with the verse of the Quran, Allah's servants are those who, when they walk on the earth, they walk with humbleness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who's humble, Allah Ta'ala will raise him, Allah will honor him. قرآن کریم کی اس آیت مبارکہ میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے ہیں اور رحمان کے بندے وہ ہے الذین یمشون جو زمین پر ہون یعنی عاجزی اور پستی کے ساتھ چلتے ہیں۔ رحمان فرمایا، رحمان کے معنی ہے بے حد مہربان، وہ بندے جو زمین پر عاجزی سے چلتے ہیں، اپنے آپ کو مٹا کر چلتے ہیں، ان پر اللہ تعالیٰ کی مہربانی ہوتی ہے۔ اللہ تعالیٰ has used the word here, Ar-Rahman, the one who is the most merciful. So those servants of his, when they walk on the earth, they walk with humbleness, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy is on those people. اپنے آپ کو مٹاتے ہوئے، نگاہیں جھکاتے ہوئے چلے جا رہے ہیں، کسی بے دین سے الجھاؤ ہو گیا، اللہ تعالیٰ کے نیک بندے کسی بے دین سے الجھتے نہیں ہیں، اس سے بحث مباحثہ نہیں کرتے، بلکہ سلامتی کی بات کہہ کر اس سے جان چھڑا کر چلے جاتے ہیں۔ Their gaze is lowered when they are walking and they are passing by, and if they meet some ignorant people, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, if they meet somebody who is ignorant and he starts debating with that person, then Allah's servants are those that they will say assalamu alaikum, see you later. They don't debate with ignorant people. حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ یہ دور مناظرے کا نہیں ہے، پہلے دور میں اعلان حق و تلاش حق کے لیے مناظرہ ہوتا تھا، اور اب اپنی علمی لیاقت جتانے کے لیے مناظرہ ہوتا ہے۔ اس زمانے میں مناظرہ نہیں کرنا چاہیے، شیطان کے پاس اللہ تعالیٰ کے بندوں کو گمراہ کرنے کا یہ بہت بڑا ہتھیار ہے، اسے بچنا چاہیے۔ حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ نے فرمایا، اپنا مسلک چھوڑو مت اور دوسرے کے مسلک کو چھیڑو مت۔ حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ said that in this day and age a person should not involve himself in debates with other people. In the earlier stages, in the earlier days, Hazrat says people used to debate. What for? That if that person opposite says something truthful, I will accept. Today these people debate to show that I am the most knowledgeable. What I say, you have to accept. And that is what is happening today. In Masla Masails also, those people who are not knowledgeable, those people who don't have knowledge in some fields of the Shariat, who are not scholars, they want to tell the scholars that this is right, this is what you should be doing. The scholars wasted their 7-10 years in Madrasa for nothing, and you just come here from your school and college and solicitor or law degrees and whatever, and you telling them, if I were to tell a solicitor or a judge that whatever I am saying is right, you should be doing that, the judge will say, get out from here, you're not qualified. So a scholar who is qualified in deeni knowledge, and then you come in, with your ideas and say, no, 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 this is modern age now, this is what should be happening. So that's not justified. So Hazrat says, in this day and age, people debate because they want to show off that I have more knowledge than you. They don't want to accept what is haq, what is the truth. And Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, beautiful thing, whatever you believe in that, don't let go. And whatever other people are doing, let them carry on with it. That's their maslak. Dekhiye, koi aadmi humse ulje, to agar hamari baat na mane, to inshallah hame hara bhi nahi sakta, yani mutasil bhi nahi kar sakta. Lekin bahas aur mubahasa se kya hasil? Saaf keh de, ke hamare buzrug aur ulama maujood hai, aap unse milkar guftagu kar le, chalte waqt nazre neechi karne mein, اور ادھر ادھر نہ دیکھنے میں توازو پیدا ہوتی ہے. یہ نصوص سے ثابت ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ایسے بندوں کی تعریف فرمائی ہے. حضرت تھانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے اف سم بڈی وانٹس ٹو ڈیبیٹ ود می ان شاء اللہ وی ول ناٹ بی افیکٹڈ بائی دیٹ پرسنز نالج اینڈ ایوری تھنگ میننگ دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ اس ود آور اکابرین آور علماء آور اسکالرز ہو وی کین ٹرن ٹو سرچ فار دا ٹروف دے آر ہیئر دے آر پریزنٹ. And when a person lowers his gaze when walking and doesn't look around here and there, Hazrat says, then Allah Ta'ala will create humbleness in that person. It is proven from the Quran and the Hadith. Ajeeb baat farmayi ke jo Allah ke liye apne ko past karta hai, Allah Ta'ala usko baland karta hai. Yani Allah ke liye. اور مٹائے تو اخلاص کے ساتھ مٹائیے. یہاں تک کو بندے کا فعل ہے, اس سے آگے حق تعالیٰ کا فضل ہے. رفع ایسا فعل ہے کہ جس کی بلندی کی کوئی حد نہیں. چونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ بلند ہے, اس لیے اپنی شان کے مطابق رفعت عطا فرمائیں گے. لیکن شرط یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے لیے تواضع اختیار کی جائے. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, those who humble themselves for the sake of Allah, meaning with sincerity, he is sincere about his humbleness, there is no show in it, then Allah will raise him. How high will Allah raise him? Allah is very high. There is no limit to how high Allah will raise that person's status and honor. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh ne irshad farmaya, tawaza lillah ki haqeeqat ye hai ke apne ko la shay samjhe aur hej samajh kar tawazu ikhtiyar kare. Dekhiye, Allah ke liye apna aap ko mita raha hai, lekin niyat ye hai ke usse rafat milegi, to ye bhi khulus ke munafi hai. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh says, the words man tawaza lillah, those who humble themselves for the sake of Allah, means that that person thinks to himself as nothing. Then he lowers himself. But if he thinks that the Hadith has said, the Prophet ﷺ has said, those who lower themselves, Allah will raise them with that intention, that is also against sincerity. That you only humble yourself for the sake of Allah. Apne aap ko lashe, think of yourself as nothing, not say as yourself as nothing. Today a lot of people say, I am nothing, I am very sinful, I am nothing, I am lashay, I am nothing, gunehgar, I am sinful. Hazrat is saying, that is saying it with your words orally, but thinking and understanding yourself, look inside you deeply, inside, you think to yourself, I am nothing. That is the haqeeqat, that is the reality. Bunyadi taur par tawazu ye hai, ke agar koi tumko zarrae be miqdar samajh kar zaleel kare, تو تم کو بدلے کا جوش پیدا نہ ہو. The بنیاد, the foundation of توازو, humbleness is, if somebody disgraces you, ذرہ مقدار سمجھ کر, ذلیل کرے, then you don't even think about taking revenge. ایک صاحب ایک بزرگ سے کہنے لگے کہ میں بے حد ناکارا اور ذلیل ہوں. وہ بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کہ بے شک تم ذلیل اور ناکارا ہو. تو یہ سن کر ان صاحب کا پارا چڑھ گیا. یہاں حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ نے فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ شخص متواضع نہ تھا. نفس کو یوں سمجھا دو کہ تو ایسا ہی ہے, پھر کیوں رنج ہوتا ہے؟ کسی کی برائی سے کیوں برا مانتا ہے؟ اور کسی کی برائی سے کچھ رنج اور اثر نہ ہو تو یہ توازو کا اعلیٰ درجہ ہے کہ مدح اور ذم برابر ہو جائے. سو ون پرسن کیم ٹو ون بزرگ اینڈ ہی سیڈ, حضرت, آئی ایم نتھنگ, آئی ایم ویری سنفل. The Buzuk said, yes, that's right, you are nothing, you are very sinful. So he started getting angry. Now, I didn't mean what I was saying, I was just saying it for the sake of it. So the Buzuk said, no, that's what you are. So the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, he wasn't humble, he was just saying. Hazrat is saying, think to yourself, tell yourself, That's what you are. If somebody talks bad about you, somebody talks rudely to you, then it shouldn't affect you. That is the highest degree of humbleness. Okay, Hazrat says, mada or zam. Somebody praises you or somebody says rude things to you, they are both same to you. It doesn't affect you. Somebody's praise doesn't take you up to the skies. Somebody's telling you bad things, rude things, talking bad about you, doesn't lower you. It doesn't affect you. You're taking it in your stride. That is, Hazrat is saying, that is the real tawazu, the highest stage of tawazu. Matlab ye hai, ka aqlan barabar ho jaye, kyunki taban to masawat ho nahi sakti. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh ka malfooz yaad aaya. Unhone apne sheikh ki khidmat mein likha ke Hazrat, bahut arse ke baad ariza likh raha hu, kya likhun? اپنا تو مختصر حال یہ ہے کہ کسی کی تعریف کرنے سے جی خوش نہیں ہوتا اور کسی کی برائی سے رنج نہیں ہوتا اور شریعت کے کسی بھی مسئلے میں کوئی اشکال نظر نہیں آتا. حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے تحریر فرمایا, فقیر کا بھی یہی حال ہے. مولوی رشید احمد طریق میں اس سے اونچا حال ہو نہیں سکتا. Look at the person who is writing the letter, who is saying, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, great scholar. He is writing to his Sheikh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, writing a letter that after a long time, I am writing a letter to you. What shall I write? In short, that if somebody praises me, I don't get happy, it doesn't affect me. If somebody talks bad about me, I don't get sad about it, it doesn't affect me. And in the whole of Shariat, in the whole of Shariat, in each and every masla, I don't have any doubt. Now, that's what he wrote. His Sheikh, Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, writes, Faqir ka bhi yahi hal hai. That is also my condition. That is also my condition. And then he says, Mauli Rashid Ahmad, in tasawwuf, there is no higher level than this. There is no higher level than this. Allah Ta'ala ka wada hai, aajizi, pasti aur narmi, jo bhi ikhtiyar karega, اسے ہم رفعت اور بلندی عطا فرمائیں گے. It is the promise of Allah Ta'ala that whoever humbles themselves, lowers themselves, soften themselves, Allah will raise that person, honor that person. حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا, اتفاق کی اصل توازو ہے. اور مزید فرمایا, تقوی اور توازو سے اتفاق قائم رہتا ہے. جن دو شخصوں میں توازو ہوگی, عاجزی ہوگی, ان میں کبھی رنجش نہ ہوگی. اتفاق کی صورت یہی ہے کہ ایک بھائی دوسرے بھائی کو اپنے آپ سے افضل سمجھے اور دوسرے کی طرف سے پہنچی ہوئی تکلیف سے درگزر کرے. You know, people say united, let's be all united, let us all be one. The Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi gives the cure and the remedy for that, that the root for ittifaq, the root for unity is humbleness. The root to unity is humbleness. And then he said, by having taqwa in your life, which we talked about last week, and humbleness, then you will stay united, you will be united. And whoever two people have humbleness in them, there will be no fighting, there will be no argument between these two. One brother, and he says to his other brother that you are better than me. Then, and whatever inconvenience is caused from that brother, he does sabr on that, he's patient on that. That is humbleness. Hamare ek peer bhai hai, mashallah, alim hai, unhone apni puri zindagi tabligh ke liye de di hai. اور مدرسے میں پڑھاتے تھے. اپنے ایک دوست سے عہد کیا کہ اب سدھرنے کی صورت یہی ہے کہ آپ میرے اندر جو بھی عیب دیکھے, جو بات آپ مجھ میں سنت کے خلاف پائے اور میرے شیخ کے مسلک کے خلاف پائے تو مجھے ٹوکے, میں آپ سے اس کی دلیل نہیں مانگوں گا. ان کے دوست نے کہا, مولانا آپ بھی میرے عیوب تلاش کریں اور مجھے بتائیں, میں بھی آپ سے اس کی دلیل نہیں مانگوں گا. بعد میں میرے حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی خدمت میں بھی یہ صورت حال لکھی گئی تو حضرت والا نے بے حد پسند فرمائی. حضرت is talking about two brothers. There was saying there's one peer bhai, he was a scholar, he was teaching, he's given his whole life in tabligh. He said to his friend, okay, now I want to change. I've been teaching, I've been going in tabligh. But if you, he said to his friend, this is humbleness. He said to his friend that if you find that I do anything against the sunnah, anything wrong I do against the Shariat, straight away tell me. And I will not ask for any proof. I will not tell you off. And the other friend said, same with me also. You also tell me. اگر دو اشخاص میں نرمی ہے تو دنیا کی کوئی طاقت ان میں تفریق نہیں کر سکتی. اگر دوستی لگانی ہے تو ایسے شخص سے ہو جس میں دین ہو, اور دوست کی جو نشانیاں بزرگوں نے لکھی ہے وہ اگر اس شخص میں نہ ہو تو اس سے تعلق ہی نہیں کرنا چاہیے, ورنہ وہ تو ہمارے دین ہی کو لے ڈوبے گا. حضرت حسین, اف ٹو پیپل ہو ہیو اے سافٹ نیچر, ہو آر سافٹ مائنڈ, سافٹ نیچرڈ, دین دیٹ از دا پرسن دیٹ یو شوڈ ہیو فرینڈ شپ وتھ. It will not break that friendship. And another condition, Hazrat is saying, the first and foremost condition should be deen, that he has religion inside him. And then Hazrat is saying, and if those people don't have those signs what our elders have said, then don't be having friendship with them. What will happen? He will take your religion away from you. مثلاً جو شخص ننگے سر ہو, سڑکوں میں چلتے پھرتے کھاتا ہو, اس کا محدثین نے اعتبار نہیں کیا, اس کی گواہی بھی قبول نہیں کی, تو جو شخص خلاف شرع وضع رکھتا ہو, اس کی عادت سنت نبوی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے خلاف ہو, تو جو بھی اس سے دوستی کرے گا اور وہ خلاف شرع وضع رکھنے والا اس سے لے ڈوبے گا. بھلا جو خدا اور اس کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا وفادار نہیں ہو سکتا, وہ آپ کا وفادار کیسے ہو سکتا ہے؟ A person who's, you know, sometimes we walking in the streets and eating. Our Hazrat Masih Ummat Rahmatullahi used to tell us that if you see somebody walking in the street and eating, don't give your daughter to that person. Why? He doesn't have any adab inside him. He doesn't have the fear of Allah Ta'ala inside him. Don't give your daughter. So Hazrat is saying, don't be having friendship with those people who walk in the streets and whilst walking they are eating. Meaning the adab of eating, shame, fear of Allah isn't inside him. And that person who cannot be... who cannot fulfill the duty and trust with Allah, how is he going to be, how are you going to be trusting him? میرے حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ نے ایک سفر میں روڑی اسٹیشن پر ایک بات فرمائی, دیکھنا بھائی میری اس بات کو یاد رکھنا, ایک رہو اور نیک رہو. In 1967, حضرت مسیح الامت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ traveled to Pakistan and at one railway station, the train was stopping for half an hour or something. So all the murids and people from everywhere came around. They knew that Hazrat is going to stop here. And on the platform, they put all the carpets and everything. So Hazrat came out of the train for a few minutes and he did a small talk at the railway station. So in that talk, he said, Ek raho, nek raho. Be united and be pious. If you want to be one, as a unit, as a family, as a community, then piety has to be there. اور یہ بھی فرمایا کہ جب تک نیک نہیں بنو گے ایک نہیں ہوں گے. Until you don't have religion inside you, you will not be united. You will always be differences. اور جب تک ایک نہیں رہو گے نیک بھی نہیں رہ سکتے. Until you are not one, you will not be religious minded. توازو اسی طرح سے حاصل ہوگی. فرمانے لگے میں نے یہ بات حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کے ارشادات سے لی ہے جبکہ آپ ہندوستان میں ایک گاڑی میں سفر کر رہے تھے اور حضرت مسلمانوں کے باہمی انتشار کی وجہ سے بے حد متفکر تھے. حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا ہندوستان میں ایک گاڑی میں سفر کر رہا تھا, سیاست اتفاق اور اتحاد کی لوگ باتیں کر رہے تھے. ایک دیہاتی نے اپنے ساتھی سے کہا ارے دیکھتے ہو کیا کہتے ہو؟ اس نے اپنے ساتھی سے کہا بھائی اتحاد تو اس وقت ہوگا جب ایک رہے اور نیک رہے. And Hazrat Masih Ummat Rahmatullahi said, where did I get this from? I got it from my Sheikh Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, who said that he was traveling in the train at the time of partition and people were talking in the train about politics and what was happening around them and how we can be united. So Hazrat said, one village person, a village person said to his friend that until we are not united and nake, then we can't move forward. حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کہ توازو میں جذب کی کیفیت ہے, متوازی کی طرف خود انجذاب ہوتا ہے. یہ سمجھ کر توازو اختیار کرے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت کا حق یہی ہے کہ ان کے سامنے مٹ جائے اور ان کے بندوں کو اپنے سے افضل و اعلیٰ جانے. حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ said, when a person is humble, then automatically that person is like a magnet. People will pull towards him. people will benefit from that person. اگر کوئی سوچے کہ میں موجودہ ماحول والا لباس پہنوں گا اور لوگوں کی طرح چبا چبا کر باتیں کروں گا تو مقبول ہو جاؤں گا, اس طرح کبھی عزت حاصل نہیں ہوگی. یہ تو نہایت بڈھا پن ہے. ارے تم تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے غلام ہو, تم نے اپنے آقا کی وضع اختیار کرنی ہے. مانا کہ موجودہ تہذیب سے تم چند دن کے لیے مقبول ہو جاؤ گے, لیکن وہ مقبولیت کتنے دن کی؟ صرف چند روزہ ہوگی اور اس کو دوام نہیں ہوگا. عزت تو دین سے نصیب ہوتی ہے اور دینی رنگ میں رنگ جانے سے نصیب ہوتی ہے. یہ ایسی عزت ہے کہ لوگوں کے دلوں پر حکومت ہوتی ہے, لیکن خود اس عزت کی نیت نہ کرے. میرے حضرت رحمۃ اللہ نے فرمایا کہ عزت چاہنا مذموم ہے, عزت ہو جانا برا نہیں ہے. حضرت is saying that if a person thinks that today is the modern age, let me wear clothes like the modern people, then I will be, in their eyes, I will be honored. They will respect me, they will honor me. Hazrat said that this is temporary. We are the servants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By following his appearance, by following his way of life, Allah will give us honor, not temporary, but permanent honor in this world and in the hereafter. مولانا رومی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرما گئے کہ عشق کے بھکھاری کو ذلیل نہ سمجھ, یہ لوگ تو تخت و تاج ہوتے ہوئے بھی بادشاہ ہے, تخت و تاج نہ ہوتے ہوئے بھی بادشاہ ہے. حضرت مولانا رومی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that person who thinks himself as nothing and who is in love with the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and who loves every action of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they don't have a throne or anything, but they rule over the world, meaning they rule over the hearts of the people. اگر کوئی لباس پر تان کرے کرنے دے, طرز میں عیب نکالے نکالنے دے, کسی کی تحقیر کی پرواہ نہ کرے, تمہارے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ کافی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کو راضی کرنے کی فکر رکھے, یاد رکھے, عاشق حق کی ملامت تو ہوا ہی کرتی ہے. خدا کے عاشق اور محب ہونا چاہتے ہو تو ملامت اور تان برداشت کرو. If somebody is laughing at your clothes which you are wearing according to the Sharia, then let them laugh. If somebody is taunting, then let them taunt. Hazrat says, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that person who is a lover, who is in the path of love, meaning who loves Allah Ta'ala, then people will taunt. But the lover is never bothered about the taunt. He is only bothered about, is my lover pleased with me? Is my beloved pleased with me or not? جب لوگ ان پر ملامت کرتے ہیں تو وہ بالکل خوف نہیں کھاتے, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. تو حاصل یہ ہوا کہ اگر ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کے لیے تواضع اور پستی اختیار کریں گے تو وہ رفعت اور بلندی عطا فرمائیں گے, اور وہاں کی رفعت کیا ہے؟ وہ ہے مقبولیت عند اللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ صحیح تواضع اور پستی اختیار کرنے کی توفیق دے اور ہمیں پسند فرما لے. Those people who taunt in those people who are on deen, who are following religion, then they should not be saddened by that taunts. The Hazrat is saying the khulasa, the gist of today's majlis is that if we adopt humbleness in our life and lower ourselves, then Allah will honor us and Allah will raise us. And what is that? That Allah will love us and we will become beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Tawazu. What does tawazu mean? Tawazu means that a person thinks, not says, thinks that I am the most lowest from everybody. Hazrat Mawlana Khair Muhammad Sahab Jalandari Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, once in the Khanqa, he said to one of the other Khalifas, Mufti Muhammad Hassan Amritsari, he was talking with him, he said, When I am in the company and in the majlis of my sheikh, at that time, I think to myself that I am the lowest from everybody. So Mufti Hassan Ahmad Sari Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that's what I think also. So both of them said to each other, let us go to our sheikh and tell him that this is our condition. So they both went to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. When Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi heard them both, he said, don't worry, that is my condition also. The one who is carrying out the majlis, he is saying that I am thinking from all those who are sitting around, I am the lowest of them all. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, how many times we have mentioned before, it was the month of Ramadan. And he said, I am fasting, and it is the month of Ramadan. And I take oath in the name of Allah that today I think myself as the lowest from amongst all the Muslims in the whole world, that they are all better than me. And then he said, the kafir, the non-Muslim, possible that they accept Iman and they become better than me also. So that is the one great sheikh who is saying this in front of his khulafas. We mentioned before, a great orator, a great writer, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh. He says, when I finished compiling the seerah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in 6 volumes, Seeratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful book, kitab, I thought to myself that I have written the whole life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But has that come inside me or not? The character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the Prophet, do I have that inside me? Then I went around looking and searching for a sheikh. So he said, I reached Thanabon, to where Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was, and I started my Islahi Ta'alluq with him, and I stayed for a few days. And when I was leaving, I said to Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi that I am leaving now, can you give me some farewell nasihats, farewell advice? Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi himself says that I thought to myself that a great scholar, a great orator, a great writer, famous, and he's asking me, and I turned to Allah and I said, Allah, put in my heart what advice to give this person, what is the best advice. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi says, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, is tariq mein awwal qadam fana aur akhir qadam fana. In this path, the first step that you take is to think nothing of yourself, and the last step is think nothing of yourself. And Hazrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi says, when he said this, he moved his hand toward my chest, and I could feel a current in my heart when he moved his hand. And then Dr. Abdullah Arafi rahmatullah alayhi says, then we saw this same person putting the shoes right of all the people who are coming in the masjid for the namazes. Meaning he humbled himself so much. Dr. Abdullah Arafi rahmatullah alayhi himself says that once I was sitting in my surgery, he was a homeopathic doctor. I was sitting in my surgery with the patients, and on the main road I saw a person walking with a bowl. You know, when you take food to somebody's house with a bowl in his hand, simple clothing. And I said to the patients, do you know who is walking past? He said, no. Then I said, that is the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the father of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Dawat Barakatuh. That is the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. If people in the streets would not even recognize him, he didn't have an army of people surrounding him walking. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi announced, and he put it on the posters, that when I am walking somewhere, I don't want 2 people on my right and 2 people on my left, or 2 people behind me. Let me walk by myself if I am alone. And if I am going somewhere with some shopping or bags or anything, I don't want people running to lift the bags up also. Let me be. Simplicity, humbleness. That is the way of our elders, the names that we take. Those people who our akabir ulama'i deoband that we follow, Hazrat Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Kandalvi rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar. He went somewhere on a journey on a train and he was coming back. When he came to Kandla, he saw an old man with some bags which he couldn't lift. So Mawlana Muzaffar, he didn't know who this was. So he said to him that, shall I give you a hand? He said, yes, why not? So Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain took some of the bags and was lifting. And whilst they were going, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Kandla. I heard there's a great Mauli Sahab, a big pious person. He said, who's that? He said, Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Kandli. I've heard he knows some Arabic. He said, I've heard he knows some Arabic. So whilst they were walking, when they entered the town, then the people who know him, they were all rushing to make mulaqat, trying to take the bags. And then when they addressed him as Mawlana, this person was so, Hazrat, I'm so sorry. He said, no, I saw you, that you were weak, you were old, and I helped you. What's wrong with that? One of the great muftis of Darul Uloom Deoband. Before, he used to go to his iftar office to write the fatwas and to reply to the fatwas. First of all, in Deoband, he used to go to, in his area, he used to go to all those widows' houses, knocking on their doors in the morning. Do you need any vegetables? Do you need any fruit? Any shopping from the bazaar, from the market? The ladies would say, I want this. He would go, get all the vegetables. And then sometimes the lady might say, I didn't want this, but you brought this. No problem, I will go back and change it. And then he used to come in his office and write fatwas, Mufti Azizur Rahman, the great Mufti of India, of Darul Uloom Deoband. So these were our scholars. Today our parents say, Dikra chadak shopping kariyaoni? No, I haven't got time for shopping. I'm going out with my friends. Dikra, do this for me. No, 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 I don't have time. Khidmat. Look at the scholars, how they humble themselves. Humbleness will raise you. Allah will honor you. The famous incident of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmatullah Alayh. You all know that. You've heard the name of Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmatullah Alayh. He was that great personality who only once in history this incident happened, where he stood in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's grave and he said, "Oh, my grandfather," he was his nana, he was from the same family, "Oh, my grandfather, till now I used to send salams with other people. Spiritually, physically, I wasn't here. Today, physically, I am here also. Ya Rasulullah, give me your hand so I may kiss." It was the time after Ishraq. The sun was coming out. The hand came out. The grave split. The hand came out and he kissed the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. But what happened after that? He said to the people, he thought to himself, humbleness and the opposite of that is pride. Takabbur. So he said, "I don't want any doubt of pride to come inside me because of this incident. So he slept by the exit of the door and said, "Everybody walk over me. Every person put your foot and walk over me," so that little doubt of pride also goes away. Because if a person has pride, in this universe, the first sin that was committed was pride by Shaitan, Iblis. That I am better than him, I am something, I am better than him, I am better than Adam. So a pride will make a person into a Firaun. It will make a person into Namrud. That is pride. But humbleness. So this same Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was walking in the street one day and he saw a dog which was shivering, which was sick. So he took the dog, he looked after it, he got the vet, he treated the dog was alright. Then he said to one of his murids, "Can you look after the dog and feed it every day?" So they took it away. One khidmat of an animal, of a dog. And after a few days, he was walking in the farms in India. It was the monsoon season. Those of you who have been to India in the farms, I don't know if you've been in the farms or not. Between the farms is a small little path where people pass. And this is your farm, this is his farm. And there's a small passing by where people can walk. And it was so narrow that only one person can walk. From the other side, if somebody is coming, you have to go down on the other side. So he was going, there was water everywhere, small pathway from the opposite side, the dog is coming. So the dog stops and he stops. So he says, now the ulama say, how Allah Ta'ala made it happen, they talking with each other. So he says to the dog, "You move." The dog said, "Why should I move for?" He said, "You should move because I am mukallaf, meaning I have to read namaz. I have to remain pak. I have to remain pure." So the dog said, "So what? If your clothes get dirty, you can wash them." So he said to the dog, "But yes, but I have to wash them." So then the dog replied, "Yes, but what about if your heart gets dirty with pride? How are you going to wash that then?" He said that. When he heard that from the dog, he jumped on one side, his clothes got dirty, the dog went past. Then Allah Ta'ala said to him, inspiration, Allah Ta'ala said to him, "Today, Ahmad Kabir, we have given you such knowledge that all your knowledge which you have earned till now on one side, and this knowledge is more beneficial to you today. And today we have done this favor through this dog because you looked after one of the family of that dog. So we have repaid you." What was that ilm? That was that I am nothing and that dog is better than me. I am nothing in front of the creation of Allah. That dog is also better than me. That ilm, according to what you earn today, is nothing. To humble yourself, to think nothing of yourself. We stand in the masjid, in the row, and a person thinks to himself that all the people in this congregation is better than me. I am the most sinful in this congregation. I am the most lowest of them all. A person humbles himself, then Allah will give him honor. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Manotwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the founder of Da'ulum Deoband, he said, "If this word ilm, the word knowledge, was not stuck with me, nobody would know where Qasim was born or where Qasim was buried. Nobody would know where Qasim is born and where Qasim is dead. But this ilm, this word ilm and the ta'alluq connection with Da'ulum Deoband is with me. Or else nobody would know who is Qasim. meaning they didn't want show. Allah Ta'ala bring humbleness into our lives. Allah Ta'ala bring unity into our lives, in our homes also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Astaghfirullah.